It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
On a morning in March of this year, I looked out the window at a view of breathtaking beauty that struck a chord of grim resolution in my heart. Across the lawn, at one end of the fruit orchard, was an apricot tree in full flower. It was a cloud of light pink blossoms, once again shouting springtime in the face of winter's still icy grip. And in that moment I knew, as I always know each year, that there will be no joy in Mudville and no apricots on our table again this year. The funny thing about apricot trees is that they supposedly are more cold hardy than peach trees. In other words, they'll make it through winter temps with just a shiver and a shake. The problem comes with the timing of their wake-up call in the spring. It's just too early, and their beautiful blooms are almost always hit by one of our High Plains hard frosts that are common well into April and sometimes make appearances in the month of May. A check with Kansas State fruit tree folks gives apricot trees in western Kansas a possible crop maybe every 5 to 10 years. I'd go beyond that estimate, because in the 30-some years since we planted our apricot trees, I can truthfully say we have harvested no more than a dozen or so of the soft and sweet trophies. Our Zone 6 listeners further south should have some better luck. Thought to be native to China, Korea, and perhaps Japan, the botanical name of Prunus arminiaca also places their early history in Armenia and Persia, where the dried fruits traveled the Silk Road and other world trade routes. It's believed they were brought to Europe by Alexander the Great, then reintroduced to Spain and England after the Crusades. Today, in the Middle East, the Mediterranean, and in Australia, the climate seems right for huge crops sold as fresh or dried fruit. In the U.S., most commercial production is in California, Washington, and Idaho. But the apricot is one of the most popular trees for the small home orchard, and if you live where the winters are cold but late-killing frosts are rare, you may have success in growing your own. It's definitely worth the effort, because it's hard to find good store-bought specimens. The fruits are so fragile that they have to be picked while still hard in order to survive the shipping. There's just no comparison to a tree-ripened apricot, with soft golden skin that encases a delectable sweet treat. It's no wonder the juice is so thick and syrupy that it's called nectar. Apricots are supposedly hardy in zones 5 through 8. They like a well-drained soil with a pH of 6 to 7 and drier climates, so it seems we should be good candidates for producing the perfect apricot if we could just get them to sleep a little longer in the springtime. Apricot seeds, or rather the oil from the kernels inside the seeds, have a long history of use in the treatment of tumors and ulcers beginning in the year 507. More recently, an extract from apricot kernels called Laetril was widely used as a treatment for cancer until 1980, when the National Cancer Institute announced it was ineffective. I've heard varying pronunciations of this fruit, either apricot or apricot, so I looked it up in my dog-eared Oxford English Dictionary. The correct pronunciation is apricot. And that fact is backed up by no less an expert than the Cowardly Lion, who tells his Wizard of Oz traveling companions all about it when he asks the age-old question, "What put the ape in the apricot? Courage."
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini. And it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.